Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGEL LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145. And Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert, and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries, as we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media. This is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots, you know, the actions you can take, how your family or business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining in. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. I deliver it every day. We have a very focused show. We only discuss items that affect the roof over your head, your bank account, anything I feel would benefit you. Let me remind you, though, if you ever have any home or finance-related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you, and you can reach out to me directly, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it. And I guess my guys are sleeping once again. Unbelievable. I got to have to figure out what's going on with our sound man here. It's a little bit interesting on what we're doing here with this thing, but we'll get it addressed. Well, I've got a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan or plan to save you money. I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. And, yes, of course, we are celebrating this morning, as we do every morning, National Fried Chicken Day. I guess we're still not going to get any sound out of our guys today.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Well, they're a little slow on the uptick. I guess it takes them a little while to figure that out. I wonder if they
it is.
Oh, there they are. Now we've got them working again. Okay, so we're back on track. National Fried Chicken Day today. Can we go back to Bikini Day yesterday? I'm just thinking.
What are you doing?
Yeah, I guess we can't do that. Moving right along, what's happening in the markets this morning? We will check out those markets for you. I've seen a lot going on with the president overseas this morning. But the Dow Jones Industrial Average down 71.5 points right now. Oil, it is up 95 cents a barrel. U.S. 10-year treasuries up 5 basis points, almost 2.38 is the yield on that 10-year treasury. Why is that happening? Well, U.S. stocks, central banks all signifying an end to the quantitative easing era. That's what is having an effect on our markets here. Interest rates going up. If you haven't bought yet, if you haven't got locked in yet, that might be the right time for you to take a look at what's going on in the markets, because we did see in the last week, Freddie Mac came out their numbers this morning, the 30-year fixed rate loan, according to Freddie Mac, 3.96. You got to pay 6/10 of a point to get that, 3.96. Last year this time, 3.41, so it's a little over half a point higher today than it was a year ago. We're about 1/10 of a point higher than we were last week, so the markets are saying they're understanding what's going on here, and they are starting to price in the idea that I guess there's some good stuff going on in the economy, and the markets are looking at it, although, the U.S. market's worrying about tighter monetary policy. That's just based on some of the commentary coming out of the central bank. Then we look at weaker than expected U.S. economic data, decline in stocks. Hasn't helped our mortgage market recently. The ADP estimate for private sector jobs came out this morning. These are the June numbers, was 158,000. We'll get the big report tomorrow. Below a consensus of 180,000. That's going to be very interesting because last month it was significantly higher than what the BLS number, Bureau of Labor Statistics number, came out with. So we'll see what happens this time. Jobless claims, 248,000 above a consensus of 240,000. Not a big deal right there. So that's just a little – not doesn't mean a whole heck of a lot to anybody. Trade deficit, a little larger than expected. Put all that stuff together. That's why you're seeing the 72-point fall on the Dow Jones Industrial Average. And again, couple that with the European Union and our central bank here all saying that, well, guess what? We get rid of that quantitative easing. And we knew it had to come to an end at some point in time. Just the way it's all a matter of how it gets done. Is it going to be done quickly or in a very methodical manner? That's where the big issue will come from. So that's the economic news that we've got for this morning. Taking a look at the markets further, what's going on. Taking a look at the world news. Colin Kaepernick back in the news again.
So I know who's asked to kick.
And this guy's a piece of work, or at least it's some piece of sumpture, whether work is the right terminology that we would use, but being that this is a family broadcast, we'll stick with a piece of work. Went home to, I don't know if you saw this, over the 4th of July, went home, as he calls it, to Ghana to celebrate the 4th of July holiday. And just my personal opinion, he comes out and say, how can we truly celebrate independence on a day that intentionally robbed our ancestors of theirs? To find my independence, I went home, according to Kaepernick on his Twitter, and he gave a minute-long post. Yeah, I would say Kaepernick is probably about as useless an individual as we have in our world. And I'd also say, you know something? Maybe we can get rid of it. Maybe he'll stay in Ghana. Wouldn't that be a nice thing if we can get Kaepernick just to stay in Ghana and not come back? Apparently, the idea of his commentary in the 2016 season and thereon has got him to where he is unemployed. Maybe he's one of those 148,000 that are in the unemployed first-time unemployment. I'm just thinking that that's a good thing. He's one of the few people I would say I hope he does not have a new job coming in this next upcoming football. Yeah, guys are a little slow there, but better late than never. Colin Kaepernick. Hopefully, most of the NFL will find him absolutely useless. See, look at this. Even though Kaepernick probably has some value as a NFL player, here's the issue: is the NFL is a business. Maybe Kaepernick doesn't understand that, but the NFL is a business. And accordingly, the owners just don't want that type of a distraction. They don't want the negative publicity for their teams. At least I hope that's the case. I don't know if it is the case. I hope it's the case that they're realizing this guy is not good for business. He's not good. He may be able to play football, but what is everybody else going to have to answer? Every question that comes out about him, every week, the commentary is going to be, what is Kaepernick doing this time? And I'm just going to suggest that's not what's in the best interest of the football club. That's not what you want to be focusing on. You want to be focusing on playing the game, doing the best they can with the game. That's the idea there. Kaepernick is trouble. Oh, more information coming out on the president's opportunities. They're looking at what are some of the budget items that the president is promoting. And here's some of them. You got to love it because he does what he says what he does. The president is looking at areas where they can do some adjustments on taxation. Well, one of those is to abolish the federal tax deduction for state income taxes. Now, who is that going to affect the most?
Bad feeling about this.
Yeah, bad feeling about it. California and New York, they like to tax the citizens as much as possible. Well, what's going to happen is here's the issue, because this is not going to come out in the Main Street media. Who will this affect the most? Well, it's not going to affect the working class. It's not going to affect the 40% of the population that does not pay any taxes anyway. This is a tax against the rich. The legitimately rich, those who are finding that it is beneficial for them to itemize their deductions. Because if you don't itemize, you're not taking this deduction anyway. If you've got a lot of deductions, then you will be affected by this. So you will be itemizing, and then you're going to be one of those that's going to be affected by this. Same issue as we saw with the mortgage interest deduction. You see, the only one that's going to affect, same scenario, that will only affect those people who itemize. Again, if you don't itemize, has no effect on you because you're not taking that write-off anyway. Just a thought for you to be cognizant of when you're looking at how are these issues. Main Street media is just going to say everything that Trump does is bad. Kamala Harris' relationship with Willie Brown, everything that goes on is bad. Feinstein, she's a little bit more moderate, but think about these other issues where these are going to affect New York and California, where you've got a lot of ultra wealthy individuals who are saying, you know, they want to give everything to everybody. Well, they can afford to do that. Now they won't get this same deduction, and You know, is it a bad thing? I think that you've got to just look at it and say it is what it is. It is what it is. I'm not sure if we can get our guys to work this morning, but sometimes they show up and give us the sound effects that we're looking for. But that's we're going to talk a little bit more about the deductions that President Trump is.
It is what it is.
Yeah, he's a little slow. Also, Chad, hey, how about the water? How about our California budget? You got to love this one. This is another great one, California budget. So in our California budget, believe it or not, there is no discussion. Are you ready for this?
I got a bad feeling about this.
Of preparation for a drought. Now, we just went through a serious drought. We had some good amount of rain this past year. But does it make any sense to you that in the current budget there is absolutely no discussion of the drought? Wasn't that a major issue that we had for the last 7 years? Yet we're not going to plan for it. We're not going to budget any money to dealing with it to see if we can resolve the issue. We'll just spend all that money somewhere else. Because, yes, here in Taxifornia, we have plenty of money to spend on everything but the planning that we really need to be dealing with. Let's see if we can get some information on some of these issues. Harry Sidhu, former mayor pro tem of Anaheim, is going to be with us tomorrow. We'll chat with him about that. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. When we come back, be thankful you don't have to pay mom and dad's interest rate. We're seeing interest rates increasing, but aren't you glad that you don't have to pay mom and dad's interest rate? Why millions of consumers' credit scores will suddenly improve this weekend. Credit scores improving, well, maybe not this weekend, but right now they might have improved over the last week. So we're going to chat about that one as well. Did your credit score improve last week? It may have. CreditCheckTotal.com. CreditCheckTotal.com is the source for getting great information about your credit score. So we'll talk about that as well. Want your student loans forgiven? Better watch out for these four mistakes. We're going to talk about that too. All that and more. Yeah. You can reach us anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, @ronsiegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
What if your family business could help clothe a less fortunate family? Or your restaurant could feed truly hungry people? What if you could help to comfort the lonely? Plant sustainable resources where nothing has ever grown before? Or make a child's lifelong wish come true? What if all you had to do was simply do nothing more than what your business already does every day? Would you do it? Introducing Processing for a Cause, a unique program that turns a percentage of your business's credit card volume into ongoing donation dollars for nonprofit organizations and foundations. Simply switch your credit card processing provider to Processing for a Cause and begin supporting a worthy cause today. The process is simple, and the cause will change lives forever. Processing for a Cause.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. In the real-time real estate segment today, brought to you by the area-trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio, text NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564. Yes, NEST, N-E-S-T, 79564. Find your dream home before someone else does. Be thankful you are not paying. You don't have to pay mom and dad's interest rate. I hear a lot of folks, even though interest rates are going up right now, a lot of folks are still saying, you know, when are they going to go back down? Well, maybe that's a good time for us to chat a little bit about what historic interest rates look like, where interest rates have been over the last, 40, 45 years or so. Interest rates have hovered around 4% most of this year, given many buyers relief from rising home prices, helped with affordability. Experts predict that rates will increase by the end of 2017 and will be about 0.75 percentage point higher, 4.5% by the end of 2018. Last week's Freddie Mac primary mortgage market survey revealed that interest rates for a 30-year fixed rate have fallen to their lowest mark this year, 3.88%. And I shared with you that we're at 3.96 as of this morning. This is great news for home buyers looking to purchase and homeowners looking to refinance. The rate you secure greatly impacts your monthly mortgage payment and the amount you will ultimately pay for your home. So what do the numbers look like historically? Well, if you look back at 1981, 1982, we're looking at over 18% interest rates. You look back in 1985, we're over 14% interest rates. 88, we're at 12% interest rates. So I'm going to post a chart here looking back for 45 years showing where we are and where we've come. And you'll see that the number is probably pretty close to 6.5%, an average number. So the bottom line here is be thankful that you can still get a better interest rate than your older brother or sister did 10 years ago, a lower rate than your parents did 20 years ago, and a better than your grandparents did, I hate to say this, 40 years ago. I hate to say that I got that rate about in the early 80s when I bought my first home back in 83 or so. It was double digits, pretty high in the double digit range, and it was not fun. So just think about that whole concept right there when you're thinking about buying a new house, and it is such a good time to look at it right now. My comment to most people, almost everybody I chat with, and we look at talking to a whole lot of folks on a regular basis, my commentary in most instances is get in the game. I know that the interest rates are, they look like they're going up, okay? So if you get in the game now, you're better off than most, right? I mean, look at what your parents paid. Look at what your grandparents paid. So my whole concept right there is don't worry about those issues. Don't worry about what they paid. Worry where you are today. Get your home loan today, and that way if interest rates go up, you are protected. Now, the bottom line on this is if they go down, you can always restructure. You can always refinance. But if they go up, you're stuck. So make that take advantage of that while you can. That's the bottom line here. That's the real-time real estate segment, again, brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text NEST, N-E-S-T, 79564. Find your dream home before someone else does. Also, if you want to find out exactly what the neighbor's house sold for, well, when you sign up for NEST, just send a note over that you want that service. Every time a home sells in your neighborhood, you'll get a text message telling you that something sold. Get you that information. It's great. If you're a nosy neighbor like me, that's good information for you. So I hear this one all the time. I love the agents that send this information out. They want to have a DU approval with the offer that's being sent on a home purchase contract from the buyer's agent. And they make it sound like a DU approval has any kind of meaning. Now, we've talked about this in the past. We've talked about the DU approval, the pre-qualification, the pre-approval. And then we've also talked about our friends over at Goldstar with their fast pass approval. Notice the word pre is eliminated. And then I hear recently from people, well, we want to get a copy of the DU approval showing that the homeowner or the person making the offer is approved for a loan. And I just sit back and laugh. Because what is a DU approval? What does it mean? What value does it have? Well, here's the issue. DU approval means that a loan officer or an individual, maybe you've even done it on your own where you've just gone in and filled out a loan application online. So with the DU approval, what they've done is they've taken the information and completed, all it really means is a completed loan application. Does it mean the loan application is accurate? No. Does it mean the individual is qualified for a loan? Well, based on the information that's there, yeah, they're qualified. Now, any loan officer worth their salt can put in the numbers to get a DU approval. So, and any poor loan officer, if they put bad enough information in there, they'll get a DU approval as well. Here's one of the issues. I've seen this so many times. Somebody puts in there that their income is $36,000. Well, is it $36,000 a year or $36,000 a month? Well, they just put $36,000. Then they run the DU approval, and it says, wow, your ratios look great. You qualify. Because they also put in a couple other things. They put in there that the down payment money is coming from a gift. Got $36,000 in income. They ran a credit report. It came back at 640. And there's all kinds of debts. There's all kinds of student loans. But they put that $36,000 in there, the annual income in there, instead of a monthly income. And they got a DU approval. Does anybody check that? Does it mean anything? No. Bad information is going to give you bad results. So they got the DU approval. They sent it out. They said, oh, okay, look at this. Now, there might be an issue because maybe the loan officer that sent that DU approval to the realtor, maybe they didn't redact the information that is non-public information. Ooh, that could be another problem right there, right? Disseminating non-public information. Didn't send it in a secure manner. Well, that can be a CFPB violation as well. What are you sending out? What are you getting? Does that DU approval mean anything? Not really. So the bottom line here is the difference between a pre-qualification and a pre-approval is simply that DU approval that does not mean a whole heck of a lot. Now, what is that DU approval used for? Why would you ever have it in the first place? But what that DU approval is used for, or that LP approval. DU is top underwriter, used by Fannie Mae. LP is loan prospector, used by Freddie Mac. Why do you ever have it in the first place if it doesn't mean a whole heck of a lot? Well, what ends up happening then is the processors and the underwriters actually take that DU or LP document, automated underwriting document, And they take that, and that's what they start using for their verification process. So they say, okay, we've got an approved eligible on that DU approval. And they look at it, and they say, okay, well, they said they've got $36,000 in income. Oops, we've got to change that to say $36,000 a year or $3,000 a month. And do we have a pay stub to substantiate that? And do we have our tax return substantiate that to verify that information? Okay, so now we get that verified, and we move on to the next step. We have assets. What are the assets? Are they verified? So the approval letter is going to give that information as well. It's going to start talking about the idea of, are the assets, what assets do we need to verify? The approval, that DU approval, will say, do we need to look at one-year tax returns or two-year tax returns? How long is the credit report good for? What other letters of explanation might be needed? All that information is coming from that automated approval. Processor collects it, verifies it, then it goes to the underwriter for verification, and the underwriter to sign off on it. Now, why do I recommend the Gold Star Fast Pass approval? Very, very simple. The processor's already done that verification. The underwriter's done their verification. That's why they're able to issue that fast pass approval. That's why that's there. That's why they do it that way. So is the DU approval something of significance? Not really. And does the DU approval, if I was a real estate professional, and if I was a consumer looking at real estate, with the fast approval, your realtor can be very, very confident in checking box J4 on the California Residential Agreement, the purchase contract. They can be confident with that. I would not be confident in checking box J4, which basically says no loan contingency. Why is there no loan contingency? Well, with the FastPass approval, you've already been approved. With the DU approval, you've got an approved eligible, but it's not verified. It's not worth the risk, because if you say that you've got that approval and then you can't get a loan, you're at risk of losing your earnest money deposit. We do not want to see that happen to you. That's not the way we work at Ron Siegel Radio. That's not the guidance that we provide. We want you to be able to understand that when you've got an approval, your loan will close. Now, there could be other issues. You could end up soil problem, a foundation problem, an inspection problem, title problems. There's a lot of other issues that could come into play, okay? And that's going to give some sellers a much better sense of comfort when they go to do the loan for you or when they go to do accept your offer, because now your offer is basically the same as cash. Cash buyer wants to have the home inspection and appraisal and clear title, just like with this FastPass approval. Talk more about it when we come back. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. Why millions of consumer credit scores just improved. Did your credit score improve? We'll talk about it. And want your student loans forgiven? Avoid some mistakes. There are some that you need to be careful of. We might even talk about the difference between buyers who want to lease a car and purchase a car. We'll see about that one if we have some time as well. You can reach us anytime. Off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, @ronsiegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, shame on you. But the replay is available, Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details. 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender. Licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Do you own real estate or have assets over $150,000? Do you know one of your heirs will be the probate courts and the IRS? If you don't have a living trust, you will go through probate. Call Heritage Financial Services toll-free at 1-855-434-7400 for a free review. Check us out on Facebook, Heritage Financial Service in Lake Forest, California. That's 1-855-434-7400. Again, 1-855-434-7400. 7400.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990. Well, the day has come. We've been talking about this on Ron Siegel Radio for a while now, but we've talked about the idea that we know that we're going to see a change in interest rates. We knew this was coming July 1. Have you looked at your credit scores? Well, millions of credit scores took a jump this past weekend. The three nationwide consumer reported agencies, Equifax, Experian, and TransUnion, are starting a new policy, went into effect July 1, that will raise about 12 million consumers' credit scores. On that day, July 1, the agencies begin collecting more specific information about the public records that are included on your credit reports, including bankruptcies, civil judgments, and tax liens, which means consumers won't be penalized as severely as they previously were for those black marks on their credit histories. On average, consumer scores will increase 10 points, according to an analysis by Vantage Score Solutions. Now, remember, Vantage is not a FICO score. We're only concerned. The only thing that matters to us on Ron Siegel Radio are the true FICO scores. Now, you can look at Credit Karma. And Credit Karma is a good source that's going to give you the trajectory of your score, but it's not your accurate score. It's not your accurate FICO score. CreditCheckTotal.com, no spaces. CreditCheckTotal.com will give you your three FICO scores. I think they charge $1 for it for the first month, so check them out. Under the new rule, the agencies will at least have to report the consumer's name, address, social security number, and or birth date, and must satisfy a requirement of visiting courthouses to obtain newly filed and updated public records at least every 90 days. The agencies already met those enhanced standards for bankruptcy records, according to the Consumer Data Industry Association. But for civil judgments and about half of the tax liens, they did not. Some tax liens that meet the enhanced reporting standards will stay on consumers' reports, but all civil judgments will be removed because they do not meet the new standards. Consumers do not have to take any action to have their records removed, and they should see the change on their credit report soon after July 1st. I'm going to suggest that even though this is the new standard, check your report, and if they're not meeting that standard, make sure that they do. Hold them accountable. The 10-point change could be significant. It's a from comparecards.com. That's a credit card comparison website. Small increases in consumers' credit scores can push them into a higher credit category from fair to good, he said. Some credit card companies and other lenders only lend to certain categories of consumers, so being included in the good category could mean qualifying for more cards than other forms of credit. For a consumer with very good or excellent credit who already has many credit options, increase is not going to have a whole lot of impact. The increased standards and their potential impact for consumers are unprecedented. And we're going to find that we're going to follow this as time goes on to see what it's going to mean. Now, will the credit companies start looking at this and saying, or the lenders, investors, and mortgages start looking at this and saying, well, you know something? We saw this. We know that these scores are higher. Now they're going to move their standards up by 10 points. Well, that's yet to be seen. I think that a lot of them want to be giving out loans if they can. They just want to make sure that they get their money back. That is their big issue from many of them. Is they just want to make sure that they're getting their money back. And any investor, what do the investors really care about? I know they look at the credit scores. They look at all these other issues. But at the end of the day, what an investor really wants, they want to make their interest money, and they want their money back, their principal back. Very, very simple. That is the Your Credit Matters segment today, and brought to you by our friends over at Gold Star Mortgage. Don't forget about the Fast Pass. Gold Star is the only one with the Fast Pass approval. Think about that. I get calls a lot of times about my thoughts on buying a car versus leasing a car. So here's some things about some of the pros and cons of both buying a car versus leasing a car. And car shoppers are becoming more eager to lease than to buy, according to recent data. More than a third of all new car owners leased rather than bought in 2016. Statistics don't tell the whole story. Many car shoppers don't set out to lease a new car, but once they run the numbers, leases look like a much better deal, and here's a few reasons why. Car buying has a payment shock. Leasing doesn't even cross some car shoppers' minds until they see how much it's going to cost to buy the car of their dreams. So an example, prospective buyers of a Honda Pilot intended to finance the purchase and didn't want to put any money down. They didn't want to hear about monthly payments either. They just wanted to get the lowest possible out-the-door price after all fees and taxes. They agreed on an out-the-door price, $35,000. Salesperson got started on the paperwork. But when they saw the $610 payment that goes along with a six-month loan for a $35,000 car, 1.9% APR, they were shocked. No idea the payment for a Honda could be so high. That $610 monthly payment was too much for their budget and looked like the deal was off. Before they left, though, the salesperson offered them a lease. Same SUV, no down payment, with a monthly payment that was far less. After thinking it over for a few minutes, they signed the deal. Expensive used car finance. Here's another scenario. A shopper walks into a dealership intending to finance a used car in the $10,000 price range with the goal of getting a low monthly payment. Instead ends up leasing a new car. What happened? It's the result of how banks handle used car loans. Some banks won't offer 60-month loans on cars or cars with lots of miles on the odometer. Such cars also might not qualify for standard financing terms or a low APR. Shopper wants a $10,000 loan for 60 months with a 4% APR, results in a $184 a month payment. When the bank will approve, however, is a $10,000 loan for 36 months, at 11% APR results in a $327 monthly payment. Not what was in mind. So the lease for 2017 Toyota Corolla for 3 years, paying $159 a month and $1,999 at signing. Compare that to $327 a month for an 8-year-old Toyota Corolla with 100,000 miles on the odometer. Even if they preferred a used and might want to offer the car free and clear in a few years, the prospect of a brand new car under warranty, low monthly lease payments, it may carry the day. To cure being upside down, more shoppers than ever are upside down on their car loans, meaning they owe more on the loan than the car is worth. If you owe $10,000 on a vehicle that's worth $8,000, you are $2,000 upside down. A third car shopper who traded in their old cars as they bought new ones in 2016 had average negative equity of $4,913, according to Edmunds Research. Unless a shopper starts a new deal with down payment that's big enough to cover that negative equity, he'll need to fold the balance into the selling price of the new vehicle. That, of course, makes it even more expensive. A lease can flip the picture for a car owner who is upside down. And here's an example based on a 2016 mystery shopper experiment Edmunds conducted. Shopper contacted a large Honda dealership in search of a 2016 Honda Odyssey. Had an excellent credit, wanted to put down $3,000. Unfortunately, the shopper said he also was $4,800 upside down on his current car. To make the deal, he planned to trade in his car, put $3,000 down, and fold the $4,800 he still owed into the financing of the Odyssey. The dealership laid out possible purchase terms. On a 48-month car loan, the payments would be $711 per month. It would have taken 72 months to get the payments to a more palatable $493. Leasing was a different story. The same $3,000 out of pocket, 36-month lease, $438 a month, and the negative equity would go away. So that's the upside of leasing. When we come back, we're going to talk about the downside of leasing, because you are listening to Ron Siegel Radio discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. When we come back, yes, that downside of leasing and what your student loans want your student loans forgiven. There are some mistakes you have to be careful of. We'll talk about that as well. You can reach us anytime off air number 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990 or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter at Ron Siegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams, or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Isn't it time you found out the truth about FHA-insured home equity conversion? No, it's not your grandfather's reverse mortgage. This just may be the finest financial planning strategy available for all homeowners of retirement age. Helping protect what you've earned is the job of your board of directors with continued education. Major research has shown that using a HECM will significantly enhance the success rate of a retiree's portfolio and legacy. Please allow us to educate. For your complimentary consultation, call Jay Kaplan at 949-300-3855. That's 949-300-3855.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGEL. SEGELLendingTeam.com or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and CalBRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990. The Mortgage Minute today being brought to you by AskAboutReverseMortgageLoans.com. Are you 62 years of age or older? Do you have equity in your property? The reverse mortgage loan might be the solution for you. Give us a call, 800-306-1990. We'll do the exploration with you. See what makes sense for you as well. Why your student loans, I said it wrong every single time, the headline on this one, want your student loans forgiven. Some mistakes you need to be careful of. Having college debt disappear is something many student loan holders can only dream of, but it's possible for some of the 44 million people in the U.S. with education loans. Through the Public Service Loan Forgiveness Program, people with federal student loans can get their loans erased if they first make loan payments for 10 years while working for the government or a nonprofit. That's the gist of it, at least. The program rules are more nuanced. Unaware of the complexities, many loan holders inadvertently make decisions that render them ineligible. Only a few hundred people are on track to get forgiveness this fall. The soonest borrowers can receive forgiveness through the program, according to data the U.S. Department of Education presented to financial aid professionals last year, borrowers can look out for these PSLF missteps to ensure they stay on track for loan forgiveness. One, having the wrong type of loans. Borrowers' loans must be in the federal direct loan program to qualify for PSLF. That's Public Service Loan Forgiveness Program. So the borrowers must be in the federal direct program. It's not the case for 19 million people or 44% of federal student loan borrowers who have loans in other federal programs. According to the 2017 Department of Education data, the borrowers' non-direct loans are ineligible for PSLF unless they first join the direct loan program by consolidating their debt. And in that case, payments won't count toward PSLF until those borrowers consolidate into direct loans. Two, misunderstanding qualifying payments. To be eligible, borrowers must work full-time while making 100 qualifying monthly payments, meaning the payments were made after October 1, 2007. Through a qualifying repayment plan, summer income-driven plan, for the full payment amount due, not later than 15 days after the due date, and while the borrower was employed full-time by a qualifying organization. To benefit from PSLF, borrowers must make at least some payments on an income-driven plan, a federal repayment plan, that caps borrowers' payments at a percentage of their income. If federal loan borrowers stay on the standard 10-year plan, they'll fully repay their loans by the time they qualify for forgiveness. Only one qualifying payment counts per month. which means paying a little extra each billing cycle, won't help the borrowers achieve forgiveness faster. The payments don't need to be consecutive. They don't count if they're made while the borrower is in school, during the loan grace period, or while the loan is in deferment or forbearance. Number three, work for the wrong type of employer. Federal direct loan holders who qualify full-time for the student, federal direct loan holders who work full-time for the government, a 501c3 nonprofit, or an organization providing a qualifying public service may be eligible for PSLF, regardless of their job title. For instance, a full-time janitor at a public school could qualify. It's not about what you do, says the Director of Consumer Outreach and Compliance for the Center for Consumer Advocacy. It's about who you work for. Borrowers are on the job hunt and considering PSLF should check that their employer qualifies before accepting an offer. Until borrowers have made their 120 qualifying payments, they should submit employment certification forms to the Department of Education to confirm their work qualifies. Number four, falling for fraudulent promises of forgiveness. Dozens of companies use false claims to con borrowers. A NerdWallet investigation found that out. They promised to reduce or eliminate loans and charge high fees to enroll people in free federal programs. For instance, Obama student loan forgiveness is a popular scam. The term gets more than 18,000 online searches per month, but no such program exists. Beware of companies that collect high upfront fees or charge recurring monthly amounts. Two signs that an offer is likely too good to be true. Just be careful of those. If you want more information on this, give me a call, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. So before the break, we were chatting about pros and cons of the lease versus buying. So leasing isn't a cure for high monthly payments or upside-down car loans. Leasing's mileage limits can put a damper on spontaneous road trips. Excess damage charges loom over every spilled soft drink or parking lot ding. And in the long run, leasing cars over and over will cost more money than buying a newer used car and keeping it. According to Edmund, as sticker prices keep rising, it's likely that leasing will continue to be popular. It's not necessarily because people want to lease, but because buying might not make as much financial sense for them. I have been a big proponent of leasing for many, many years. One of the things that I find with the leasing option that is really something that's not talked about a whole heck of a lot is it's kind of like making your down payment later. If you're leasing, one of the issues with leasing is that you know that your car is going to be sold at a given time for a fixed price. Fixed time, fixed price. You know that if you've got a $18,000 residual on your car, well, at the end of the lease term, you're going to get $18,000 for the car. Now, as long as you're under mileage, you've only got the normal wear and tear, and you maintain the car, well, you hand the keys back to the leasing company, and you go on your way. If you're over miles, you have to deal with that overage. The contract will say that you have to pay somewhere between 15 and 25 cents per mile that's over. Watch the contract when you sign it. Do some homework ahead of time. See how many miles you're driving as is right now. If you're driving 15,000 or 20,000 miles a month, a year, don't sign a lease that says you can only drive 10,000 or 12,000 unless you're prepared to make that overage payment. That's what the big issue is, and that's where people get in trouble with the lease. If you plan on buying a new car every single, on a regular basis, you're one of those people that wants a new car every 3 years, well, again, the lease might be the right solution for you. I'm not saying it is. I'm not saying it isn't. I'm saying do your homework ahead of time. Talk to a tax professional and understand how it may benefit you from a tax basis as well. All of those are issues to contemplate. One issue that you don't need to worry about, but you need to do it. Set that first radio preset button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A very big thanks to John, who's engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or to meet any of our guests, call me anytime, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990 or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money, help a lot of people, have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.